The Gathering by Anne Enright. Read by Fiona Shaw. Chapter 1. I would like to write down what happened in my grandmother's house the summer I was 8 or 9. But I'm not sure if it really did happen. I need to bear witness to an uncertain event. I feel it roaring inside me, this thing that may not have taken place. I don't even know what name to put on it. I think you might call it a crime of the flesh. But the flesh is long fallen away, and I am not sure what hurt may linger in the bones. My brother Liam loved birds, and like all boys, he loved the bones of dead animals. I have no sons myself, so when I pass any small skull or skeleton, I hesitate and think of him, how he admired their intricacies. A magpie's ancient arms coming through the mess of feathers, stubby and light and clean. That is the word we use about bones. Clean. I tell my daughters to step back, obviously, from the mouse skull in the woodland, or the dead finch that is weathering by the garden wall. I'm not sure why, though sometimes we find on the beach a cuttlefish bone so pure that I have to slip it in my pocket, and I comfort my hand with the secret white arc of it. You cannot libel the dead, I think. You can only console them. So I offer Liam this picture. My two daughters running on the sandy rim of a stony beach, under a slow, turbulent sky, the shoulders of their coats shrugging behind them. Then I erase it. I close my eyes and roll with the sea's loud static. When I open them again...